all is ordered, all is transient, all is sacred on this planet or this plane. If we accept that infinite space in three dimensions could be contained in topology bounded on the z-axis, can you follow logic outside boxes? Education keeps you caught in caring what others think, has left you trotting in hamster wheels, never stopping to ask. Just for a minute, is my mind controlled by limits that enclose me psychosocially within a mental prison, so that I can never see that I've always been free, and that the beauty of this world surpassed all soulless bullshit taught in class. They trapped us inside of dark rooms while the sun passed, wasting our youth, preaching the future will be brighter as long as we stay in school. They said the smartest one should delay working and reach for university. For those a little dumber, college should suit you perfectly. Just have faith in systematic institutional establishments. Don't look into what you're reading, there's no time, you should be studying these facts that will ensure your academic advancement, so that you can get that diploma, that final prize that you're after. Don't worry about your health, focus on your rank amongst the students. Don't even worry about learning, get the grade allowing continuance. On your graduation day, you'll be thankful you saw it through, even if you're left depressed and ultimately more confused about what to do in life. If you wanna solve the world's problems, how you gonna do that if corporations cause them? Are they gonna let you fix a thing within the system they created so you yourself could uphold the entities perpetuating your enslavement? Fucking up the earth through stupid egotistical pursuits, it would've truly served us more to use tuition money on mushrooms. We are infinite beings, only bound by hollow teachings, with the power to reflect the breadth of universal lessons, possessing patience and presence to learn from every experience. Walls and halls cannot confine us, time to reclaim our minds from oppressive systems that degrade us, all they practically caged us. Assignments and grades constrain us from thinking outside the pages. Deprived of living life, will to be free is outrageous. 9 to 5, future slavery, fuck that shit, I'm contagious. With the virus that stayed one, it's gonna last till I'm ageless. Just too sick, I can't fake this, it must have fucked up my brain, cause it makes me see that school and work are but occult balls and chains, son. I'm not a pawn on the checkerboard, masons placed on the temple floor, not controlled by the news reports, used to fuel the foreign wars. I'm protruding through borders, form came in straight from the portal, whole student storming the corridor, saw the truth, we immortal souls. Been intruded like Trojan horse through the programs informing us, I conclude with the coroner, your brain dead, it don't work no more, TV hit you like chloroform, like your mind was aborted, or your body resorted to its subconscious extortion, so it could ignore the warning calls and come back from commercial pause to resume with entertainment and conform with the normal. To abuse ourselves, that's just life in a dual realm. See all from heaven down to hell, ever present. So time will tell, there is only the here and now, just this moment and nothing else. Existence is ephemeral, hummingbird like ethereal, collapsing like imperial, disappears like material. This wisdom is empirical, there is nothing to fear at all. We appear individual, the truest hallucination. Universe sought to lose itself, torn from source, so we needed help. Just like Adam and Eve, we fell from the Garden of Eden, demons departed, angelical. It's all one like the biblical moments, fused with the ritual. Muslims reading Mahabharata, Jesus and Allah hugging. It's like the Jews and the Hindus saw that Yahuwah and Vishnu were one God, perceived as two. They differentiated due to the distinguished histories that their cultures had been through. Like the Rastas across of an evangelical Christian with an Indian Baba that just won't put down the chillin'. Christ was instructed by Buddhists, so he entrusted in Judas. He knew all that mattered were his own actions, and he proved it. We can't force brothers and sisters to adopt our improvements. Looking deep within, we witness its transcendent delusion. If we stomp on Babylon, it's cause we didn't see through it. From Rothschilds to Rockefellers, Clintons, Trump versus Putin, Anunnaki, Grays, Reptilians, Masonic, Rosicrucians, Illuminati, Zion, Nazi, saved by paperclip collusion. Bloodlines traced from Rome to Egypt, who is truly the ruler? Say it's conspiracy fiction, it's as real as when you tune into the broadcast propaganda that's produced to confuse us. Who really saw the history? Can we be sure they didn't groom us in MK Ultra protocols, where evidence was removed from consciousness through legal limits and contrived disapproval to disconnect collective memory so they could seduce us? With so-called modern mysteries still unsolved because they took the missing puzzle pieces, stating their use highly imprudent. Tutankhamun ate 5G to astral chat with Anubis. Hoffman access LSD using the ergodic blueprint. Einstein saw the potential in entheogens as tools to help conceptualize dimension through tensorial instruments. It's uncertain whether Heisenberg was tripping on proofs with Schrodinger in Copenhagen on an Akashic shroom bench. A single axiom, the rubric, all's connected through one mind. Research reduced to all is love, and they never got high.
Examine the effects of psilocybin mushrooms on the user's nervous system. We observe a phenomenon called neuro-
see the stars.